friends, it's your girl, Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine, but actually, I am doing terrible. I'm feeling horrible. I'm feeling bad. I'm feeling every negative emotion possible. I have not lost anyone. I have lost myself. I feel like literally the only good thing about my night right now is that I'm reviewing this movie to help you guys to not see this film. And you're probably wondering what film I saw. And I'm going to tell you right now, I saw the remake, the reboot, whatever you want to stinking call it, of I Know What You Did Last Summer. Okay, and if you hear any pauses from me, it's because of me trying to process this film, because I just got out of the movie theater. It came out on the 18th of July, and I saw it on the 20th of July. You guys are going to get this in 2 weeks, probably in August. The first week of August, you're going to get this. Where am I going to start with this? Okay, so I saw the original I Know What You Did Last Summer, the 1997 film that came out in theaters on October in, let me get the exact date. That was the 17th of October, 1997. That starred Jennifer Love Hewitt, know her, love her, Sarah Michelle Gellar, know her, love her, and Freddie Prinze Jr., know him, love him. Great actors. I saw I Know What You Did Last Summer. I still know what you did last summer. I will always know what you did last summer. And you're, I saw this during the pandemic, during lockdown. Love the movies. I saw the Amazon Prime show, I Know What You Did Last Summer, that only had one season. I liked that one too. Movies were better, but it was fine. It was decent. And now I saw, oh, they're doing a reboot of I Know What You Did Last Summer, just like how they did Scream. And after watching it, again, I literally came out of the movie theater, got in my car to record this to you guys right now. So this is fresh. And if there's pauses, it's me trying to process everything because I just got out of the movie theater. And this movie sucked. It was terrible. I was the one that suggested it to me and the three other people that who I'm friends with. We should see this movie. And throughout this movie, at the end of this movie, going to the parking lot, etc., etc., I literally, with my Canadian accent, was saying, sorry guys, I am so sorry about this. I'm so sorry. When do you guys want to meet up? I owe you all drinks and food and whatever. You guys can pick the movie. I am so sorry. Because this movie sucked. And because I'm giving you my honest opinion, I give this movie a 0 out of 5 out of 10. Whatever your score scale is, it's a 0. And if I'm being my Canadian self, I'd give it a 2 to be nice. And the 2 is literally because the actors that came back that were in the original movie, Jennifer Love Hewitt and Freddie Prinze Jr. Oh, and just letting you know, if you are a One Tree Hill fan, just a little nudge, nudge, wink, wink, wink here. Austin Nichols was also in it. With great actors in this movie. Their part, they did a terrible job. Whoever wrote this movie did a horrible job. I'm glad, because I go to movies a lot at Regal, I got a 2D free card. And which means I did not spend $14 to $15 to $16. I don't know what the price was originally, because I didn't have to pay for this movie. So between $14 to $16 for this movie, but my friends did, and I feel terrible about it because it's not worth it at all. Very slow pace, did not make sense. It was just terrible in general. I feel like, and I'm being honest with this, again, I am a Regal Crowns member. Regal has one of their, if this is only if you're a drinker, and you are legally allowed to drink. They have these buckets. I didn't have one of those. I wish I got one of those, because then probably I would like this movie. If you get one of their buckets of alcohol, there was one that was called the Fruit Punch bucket. I wish I got that. That would have made me feel better. I would have probably be okay with this movie. I would have given this movie a 5 if I had this bucket. Again, I also have a high tolerance of alcohol too, so. But, you know what? I would have been okay with this movie. Because this movie, being sober, I was like, I wish I had more alcohol. I was going to other places and being like, I could have literally paid money to go to House of Blues tonight to see DJ Jeffrey, who I love so much, and go to Bop to the Top, because they had 2 Bop to the Tops at House of Blues. Yesterday was sold out. I went to it, and then today was the second one because the original one. So I could have done that. I could have had fun. But here I'm here seeing a reboot of I Know What You Did I Know What You Did Last Summer, which sucked. And I can't say, oh, I want my money back, because again, my ticket was free. Because I had a 2D free ticket because of how many movies I see at Regal. So I can't even say that. So overall, I'm going to say this movie sucked. I wish I could have like a really better recap for you guys and be like, this is what happened, and this is what happened. If you want to see I Know What You Did Last Summer, I know there's no more Netflix DVDs. Maybe in one of those streaming services. Maybe Max, Peacock, Paramount Plus. One of those has the original 3 of I Know What You Did Last Summer, and you can watch those. They're really good.
I'll just tell you the premise of I Know What You Did Last Summer. So, four friends witness a murder. They don't call the cops. The cops cover it up. Someone that is a loved one of that person knows that they covered it up, didn't tell the police, and haunts these four individuals. And there's two people that survive the whole, like, killing of that from the group of four. And then they find out who murdered everybody. It's a really good movie. It's a murder mystery. It's not really scary at all. So anyone that's, like, not into scary movies, you won't be scared of this movie at all. It's a really good, like, thriller, murder mystery movie. You will like it a lot. So it's a good movie overall. It's just whoever wrote this script did a terrible job. It's just a bad movie. It's horrible. I know they did a new movie of Final Destination. Cassim Bell. I think Cassmore did that, and I read that, and it was horrible. Studios, please stop doing reboots to redo the franchise. The franchise as it is great. Don't ruin it with your movie. I saw Lilo and Stitch, like the live action one, and I liked it personally. I cried of happiness. I know Disney changed some stuff, but I was fine with it. But my thing is, unless you're trying to, like, make a anime film into a live action film, don't remake it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. If it's already, like, great, you don't need to remake it. Stop. It's fine how it is. You have now cherished the franchise and have something that people are like, don't watch it. So do not watch the new I Know What You Did Last Summer. Save your money. If you really want to see how it is, wait until it gets onto one of the streaming services. Get a couple of your friends, or watch it alone. It doesn't matter. Get a bottle of alcohol, or many bottles of alcohol, depending if you like to drink and you're able to drink because you're of age. What, it doesn't matter. Like, and watch it, because I wouldn't know if it's good watching it drunk or not, because I saw it sober, but you probably will like it drunk. So my review of this movie, it's terrible. Do not watch it sober. If you are drunk and you want to have, like, a girls night or a couples night in and drink, then do that when it gets onto streaming services and watch this movie. So to end this all up, because I've been talking about how terrible this movie is, when this movie gets into streaming services, see this movie by yourself or with your loved ones with a bottle of alcohol and watch it. And then you'll like this movie. Both of you, stay the night, or wherever you are, stay the night and watch it. Get drunk, plastered. Yes, I am literally saying you have to be drunk while watching this movie, and then so you will like it. Well, I'll talk to you guys soon. Hopefully the next review I'm doing will be a good review and I will like whatever I'm doing in the review and give you a more in-depth good review and everything like that. And I'm hoping the next movie that I see is a good one. I love you guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.